Hi, y'all. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the emotional roller coaster that is the waiting line when a store turns the checkout into a mini shopping extravaganza. I'm Michael Thomas. Did I need the gourmet marshmallows I just bought while waiting in line at Marshall's? No. Did I buy them? Sure did.
And I'm Sierra, a Cue monitor, impulse buyer, and a proud owner of a new Barnes & Noble membership that I bought because the lady in the line behind me was breathing passive-aggressively. Yeah.
Oh, and this is really the podcast that knows the line is longer than your self-control. Sierra, how's your week been, hon?
Well, my week's been good. Great. To say that I haven't this week been in a line with passive-aggressive Patty is good. So we're already off to a good start.
Okay.
But sometimes it's just, I've been a hustler, baby, all week.
Nonstop.
Monday to Thursday evening is hardcore getting at it.
Yeah.
It's when classes are, when work's, you know, nose to the grindstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And getting at it.
Oh, yeah. But,
yeah, just been working and playing with my puppy. That's really about it.
Oswald.
How's your week been?
It's been fine. We have had our first crop of clinical competency exams.
Whoa, an exam already?
Practicals. Oh, yeah.
Their
first group of practicals, and they did really well. My crew, I have 16 in my own lab. My crew did really well. I'm proud of them. Of course, we had a few that had some breakdowns, but you know, you're always gonna, and it's fine, but they did great. I'm happy with them. And then haven't lectured yet this week. I do that tomorrow. I'm lecturing on the heart, which is, you know, right up my alley.
Oh my God. I'm a big fan.
I know. We love hearts.
Nothing pumps me up like the cardiovascular system.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. It's electric.
What you did there. It boogie,
boogie, boogie, woogie.
Thank you.
There's a cheer. We'll do it later.
What you got for us, Sierra? What you got?
Okay. I have a very emotional and exciting topic for today.
Okay.
But I think to get us going, the biggest question that we have to ask that I think is 100% relatable, but I'm going to talk to you, is what is the most unhinged thing that you've ever bought in the checkout line? And I'm talking about that checkout line, not at like Harris Teeter or Ingles. I'm talking about the checkout line in the TJ Maxx or a Barnes & Noble or a Marshall's, where they put all these things that are flashy and shiny and pretty, and you do not need them. And they're trinkets, like they're Gaudi. You don't need that. But somehow in that line, you're like, what is this beautiful thing that I need? I don't need another hair clip. I don't need a toy. But it's squishy.
It's a heavy duty hair clip to hold your hair, sis. You got a lot of it.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. So
yeah.
Think back. Is there anything in that Marshall's? I like to call it the gotcha line or the line of doom.
Yes. I can say this with just about 100% assurance. I have never gone through there without purchasing at least a little snacky snack.
Mm.
Now, have I bought the $6.99 car charger? Have I bought the clearance $3.99 phone case?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Have I bought the candle that actually didn't really smell that great, but the container looked cool?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I really can't narrow it down to one thing. I will say probably the best thing I've ever bought in that little, I don't know what you call it, in the line that shanghais you, I would say is probably, I got a pack of socks one time, and I'm still wearing them suckers. They are the most comfy. They're like winter socks, but you can wear them with your Birks in the winter, and I'm telling you what, my feet sweat in the snow. They are so comfy. They're really, I don't even know what brand they are, to be honest, but yeah, they're real thick. And they're amazing. So, yeah, gourmet gummy bears, gourmet marshmallows, lots of the gourmet trail mix.
Absolutely.
My kryptonite, though, do you know the little sesame sticks that you can put on a salad?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what crunchies. They're called. Yeah. That they look like they worm. Go real well. And yes, they do. Yeah. They look like a larvae, like a fat one. But yeah, if I see those or happen to see like a mix of some sort with those in them.
Yeah, a little spicy mix.
Uh-huh. A little spicy mix with the wasabi piece.
Oh, no.
I know. That's it. I'm not a huge wasabi fan, but let me tell you, if I need my nose to run, real clear good. Sinuses. Absolutely. The wasabi pea will, you know, it'll save you from a sinus infection. What about you?
Absolutely.
What's your most crazy impulsive thing you've ever purchased in line?
Well, I mean, TJ Maxx will get me, right? Marshall's, Home Goods, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, like, just we love those us things. A gourmet gummy bear.
A gourmet gummy. Well, I love gummies. Just like, that's me.
Right.
That is my kryptonite. But I will say that the amount of stupid Tupperware that I have purchased that has, that its only purpose is it has flowers, or like, don't even get me started. If you've got dogs on there, I'm done. I'm buying it. I don't even know what it is.
What if it's shaped like a dog? Like if it has ears on the lid and little feet on the bottom?
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh,
that's weird.
Will.
That's not going to go in the microwave.
It would. Great.
That's weird.
It
might burn.
You would.
And then think about the washing it. Okay. Anyways, I digress. Soap, the bars of soap that you're never going to use, but they're pretty. Stationery. So much stationery.
Yeah.
Love a good notebook.
Yeah.
But I think most importantly is I would like to share an experience I had at the Barnes & Noble. So,
okay.
Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
I've been.
Or as we lovingly refer to it as Barnes & Noble.
Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I just love going there. Sometimes I just need a little pick-me-up. And if I've got some extra time, like a good 20, 30 minutes, it's on my way home that I can stop. So I'll go in there and I'm just need the smell of coffee and books just like make me really happy.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I don't even need a book. I just like to look at the latest and greatest Lego sets that are out there.
100.
Yeah. And I'm not playing with Legos. I'm building Legos like an architect.
Exactly. We're
because
adults.
I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also like to look at the shocker stationery and all that. So
let me tell you though, I'm interjecting for a hot moment.
Go ahead.
The stationery at Barnes & Noble will put you in the poorhouse.
Yeah, it will.
I mean, they've got like that moleskin stuff, but it's a brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
me neither. but I look at it and I feel it and I touch it and I like smell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you got to smell things if they're in a bookstore.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I agree. I love their Lego selection because they have their Lego selection superior to Target.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. And they have different ones.
They have different ones. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's the Harry Potter section. You just have to scroll and just be reminded of how great that was. So anyways, I am actually getting a couple books and I then am I'm in line. There's a gentleman in front of me that's checking out in the line. And then there's just me. There's nobody behind me. It's just me. So I start looking in that line of wonder and glory of those things that I don't need.
Amen.
But they're cool and they're pretty. And it's like, do I need this pizza cutter that's in the shape of a corgi on top? Yes.
Yes,
I
do
need that. And do I need these little chip clips that are a cat butt? Probably. If it was a dog, I'd probably get that. But so I'm looking at all these like random things, and this lady just walks past me. So to be fair, I did walk a little bit away from the start of the line because I was like, ooh, pretty, 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 pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in line. They've got a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman just doesn't even make eye contact with me, just walks right by me. And You're not going to believe this.
We're going to name her Shayla.
Shayla. This woman walks by me and the power of interjection comes out of me. And I said, ma'am, I'm in line. And that's not me.
You did not.
I did. I said, ma'am, that is I'm not in line.
You. That is not. You would let 28 people get in front of you before you could say something.
Absolutely. But I said, ma'am, I'm in line. And she just looks at me.
I've never been more proud in my life.
Thank you. She just looks at me and was like, oh, and gives me a stank face and then gets behind me. And I proudly walk in front of her, holding my books, and I'm holding them like, Shayla.
Mm-hmm. What was Shayla buying? I want to know.
I don't know.
Was she purchasing a magazine?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I didn't know.
She's not that deep. Never mind.
So I'm feeling proud and I'm like, cool, cool, cool. So then the gentleman in front of me leaves and it's my turn. So I walk up and I'm like, hey, here's my books. How you doing today? I'm doing great. How are you? Beep, 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 beep. And then they ask me the question that they ask me.
I knew this was coming. I knew it.
Every time that I go there and buy something, could be Lego, could be book, whatever, stationery. They ask me, are you a member? And I say, no, but tell me about that. Tell me about that membership. What is the membership? What does that include? How long does it take to sign up? It'll only take like 5 or 10 minutes. Okay.
You were hoping it'd take 15.
I said, what do I have to do? Oh, you just have to fill this out, like, answer a few questions. Okay. And then I said, okay, how much is it?
Blood.
How much is it? I can't remember if it was 25 or 35 or whatever. They were like, do you want to sign up? And I said, I sure do. I sure do want to sign up. And I'm not going to lie, had that interaction with Shayla not happened, I don't think I would have signed up. I think I would have just been like, no, I'm good. Thanks, though.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your I just want to know, because you know I also got roped into that one time when you and Caitlin were with me.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I got an amazing tote bag that I use. You get you a tote bag, Sierra?
Oh, I did get me a tote bag, because after we were done with the process of getting into the system, she then said, you'll get a free tote. Would you like to choose from the blue or from the blue one or the black and gold? And I said, let me think about that. What color do I want? Just taking my sweet beep time. I'm normally not this catty. So anyways.
You are
so
not. I'm loving it.
So I said, you know what? I'll take the black and gold. And this was not planned. But she said, okay, I actually don't have any black and golds back here. I'll have to come around to the other side where they have some in storage. And I was like,
come on, Carol.
I said, okay. And then she got halfway. I was like, wait. I'm so sorry. I'm going to change my mind. Can I get the blue one? I think I actually want the blue one. She was like, that's a better choice anyways. The lady checking out and doing the Barnes & Noble job, she was happy for me. She was really glad that I was signing up.
I've never been more happy for you a day in my life.
Yeah. She was so excited and happy. I mean, she probably gets a little kickback from that. And we were just a vibe together. She gave me a coupon for a free cookie. I know you get it anyways, but it just felt personal. And yeah. And so she was like, okay, congratulations. Here's your card. I'm so excited. And I was like, thank you so much. And I want you to know that in my periphery, I was watching Shayla the whole time.
I knew you were.
And she was huffing.
I was going to say.
Like a dragon. Like,
now I understand what your intro means.
Yeah. She was huffing her little lungs out. And
them poor little pigs' houses, they would have been blown down.
Blow right over. I want you to know, it's not my fault. The woman asked me, do I want a membership? And I can't rush her.
And because you were having a petty moment, you were like, I'm leaning into this.
Yeah.
This lady just tried to skip me.
Okay, but I've been wanting one for years, really.
Oh, I'm not judging you on this. I am proud.
And then I proceeded to have a little bit of guilt and then make this justification list of why it was good for me to get this, because you get free shipping and free all these things. And then I was like, no, this was good. So I think that's the most unhinged thing that I've bought in that line.
You win.
Thank you.
You win this book.
Thank you.
Mainly thank you. Based on intent. I mean, yeah. you slayed.
Thanks.
As the Gen Alphas will say, ooh, I have a word for this week.
Oh,
it's not
God.
Time for it yet, but I have one.
Okay.
So, folks, if you haven't figured it out, we're talking about that line that we all stand in while we're trying just to get out of there. So it's kind of, it gives amusement park ride line to me. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting in line at the Dollywood to get on the Blazing Fury. I mean, Dollywood's sales would go insane. Not that they need anymore, but if they would follow the TJ Maxx Marshall's Home Goods model.
That's an idea.
I'm just saying. I mean, I know they're designed, you know, to make you linger, make you spend. You're trapped. You're bored. You're vulnerable, especially if you're there on Black Friday.
At Dollywood?
Oh, no. Sorry. I was back to the line in the store. Oh.
I mean, they're open.
I was just saying, you know, it gives that.
I mean, the family's together. Go ahead and head on down.
That's true. That is true.
You can go to the Tanger outlets.
You know, it's like Target's dollar spot, but you have an audience. And you can pick up things, and it creates community. You can stand there and you can talk to Pam, who's next to you, with her Black Friday deals, and be like, oh my gosh, look at these Baby Yoda chip clips.
You're welcome. I bought you those.
You did. And I love them. Look at this Snoopy mug that's in the shape of his head.
You're welcome.
I mean, you know, you just can't go wrong. I mean, I know where you buy all my presents. Hey, I didn't say I disliked it. You just never take a price tag off, ma'am.
I just think we're past that.
You're right. It's true. But yeah, that's my take on it.
I think for the amusement parks, I haven't been to an amusement park in a long time. Not that I don't want to go. I would love to go to Harry Potter World.
Oh,
and I do
too.
Like a good Dollywood. But it's this whole Fast Pass situation. Apparently a Fast Pass is a thing.
Does Dollywood have them?
No, I don't think that. Oh, but okay. Disney.
Oh,
I think there's a Fast Pass, and then there's this other thing that's now available. So,
listener, tell us, does Dollywood have a Fast Pass? I don't know if they do.
We haven't been in a while.
I mean, no, we have not. I think the last time I went was with you.
That was a long time ago, sir.
That was 2011. No, 2009. Summer of 2009. Mm. Yeah, I feel all that. It gives amusement park. Although I will say, if there was a Fast Pass at a TJ Maxx, you know, like if you had your little membership card there.
Yeah.
And they were like, if you have your membership card, you can move up to the front of the line.
I don't have a membership card, but go ahead and give me a person to do it.
I would do it. Yeah.
You would do it?
100%. It would end up saving me money because I'm not going to get a 43rd phone case.
But what if it's cute? Another line that we could think about is, how about the line getting on an airplane, TSA?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Despise it. I still do not know. Okay. So this is, oh, girl, you just opened up a can, because this is like, this is multifactorial. So you have the TSA line where those poor people dressed up in their security guard uniforms have to stand there, and bless their hearts, they're miserable. And you know, people are rude to them all day long.
Yeah.
And have people's nasty shoes in their face in those bins. And you could only imagine what they scan in those things and what they see. I feel sorry for them. However, the people in front of me that want to stop at the end of the line, they don't, once they get all their stuff, they want to stop at the end of the line, put their belt back on, put their laced up shoes back on. Folks, don't wear your laced up shoes to TSA. That's not how we do
Velcro,
that.
Velcro, baby.
Just do a slip on. Do a sensible clog.
A little hey, dude.
Thank you.
A little hey, dude.
And then, you know, you get past that, which I get it. It's TSA. It's security. I appreciate it. Then you get past that. And then is the whole racket of flight 2820 is now boarding section 32. Please.
Gate 4.
Yeah. Section 32. Please line up. You know, whatever. Like, no, they don't start there. They're like, how about first class? Let's do first class first.
Yeah.
So that way all the people in first class get to watch the pores walk by and go to their seat. And mind you, I'm in the pores. So I have to walk by and look at all the people in first class and be like, I really don't like you. When it could just be, you know, somebody normal like us bought them a normal ticket and just happened to get upgraded.
Yeah.
You know, they're poor too. So yeah. I'm judging these people, but it feels good.
Well, speaking of, I have walked by someone that was in what I would like to call a kiosk of on like a big old plane. Those their own little like cubicle.
Oh, yeah, because you fly international.
Yeah. And I was Rich. Like, no, I'm in section 32. Group 32. Okay. And domestic group 8, where they get to the line. They're like, and all rest of the groups.
Yeah.
Come on. They don't even say your number.
Somebody's dragging a leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was walking by and to my friend, I was like, Haley. I really wish that somebody would tell me how much those are. And I guess I was not quiet because this woman was like, $6,000. I said, excuse me?
What?
And she said, $6,000, it's not worth it. I said, okay. So one of those we were flying from Italy. It was $6,000 for a little cubicle. I'm sure there are more with other things.
Oh,
but
yeah, sure.
$6,000. That's an expensive nap.
Yeah, but you get a place where you actually can.
Can nap, yeah.
You can
so anyways,
nap.
So
you don't wake up with a crick in your neck.
No, but thinking about the line to get there with TSA and all that, if they had this whole, you know, your whole MO of you had some options and some pretty things to look at, that could help the line, but ultimately, I don't think there's no helping it. It's either.
I don't either.
It is what it is.
Public
and you
transport
just gotta,
in any form.
You just
the
gotta,
line. Yeah. The line is just, it's just gonna.
It's gonna be hard.
It is what it is.
You better have a charged phone.
Obviously, I'm triggered.
Yeah. You gotta have a charged phone and a good game to play or friends. But sometimes you're so tired, you don't really wanna talk to them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I hate this lawn.
We don't understand that. Because that never happens to us. Let's talk about what I'm going to call the Impulse Buy Hall of Fame, Sierra. What have you impulse purchased in that waiting line before that you thought, this was a waste?
I have something and I've used it one time, and I finally found the courage to throw it away after being ridiculed of buying it.
Was it an as seen on TV?
It was not an as seen on TV.
Okay.
It was in mine. The line of doom, and it was, in theory, a great thought, but again, I've only used it once, and then I had to keep it because I felt bad for spending that money. I think I kept it for like maybe I bought it 2 years ago and pushed it to the back of my cabinet. It was a hard-boiled egg cooker.
I've seen them.
And Daniel said, I don't know why you bought that. And I said, it's going to be great because we're going to be eating so many hard-boiled eggs and have so much protein every day.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're going to be so skinny. Let's go. And swole. And I used it one time and it almost burnt the house down.
Oh, okay.
The eggs burnt.
How? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And then I said, I just did it wrong. I'll do it again and it'll be great. And you'll have so much protein options. And I didn't. And then I finally threw it away. Yeah.
I don't know that I can beat that. You're winning today. I literally have a graveyard of office supplies.
Oh.
Let me tell you what. If there is a fun looking pen, if there is a fun looking tape dispenser, I probably have picked it up. I can't pinpoint one single thing, although much like yourself, I purchased a paper sorter for my desk.
What's
like, you know, those vertical paper sorters that are tiered and you can stick your papers in them and organize? Cause you know, I'm so organized.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I bought that and it was vertical. And it had three little slots in it. And it definitely, the papers fell over. So when you got them back out, they were like curled. They were like half curled. Again, much like yourself, it stayed there, taking up space for a minute. For it, I would not say 2 years. But yeah, I did finally.
Stronger than me.
One day, I needed space on the desk. And I just picked it up and threw it in the trash can.
That's strange.
So yeah, I do have a graveyard of office supplies that is just
no shame.
And I have them. If it's a pen, I will not get rid of it.
What about when the ink runs out?
No, then yes, it's life. Okay. It's been a great, good and faithful servant, but it's no. Mm-mm. If it is not dry, it'll be kept.
But this isn't like a basic Bic. This is like
no. I got okay. So I might have spent $24.99.
What? On F-pen?
No, it was a 3-pack.
Okay.
That's not much of a deal, but like $8 a pen. But they were those, my favorite, Pentel Energel retractable pens with the needle tip. And they had Harry Potter stuff on them.
Oh, worth it.
And I have used those suckers. One of them finally did just give out. So that would be even though the Hall of Fame was supposed to be like a bad purchase, but I stand that purchase.
It's okay. You can still have good stuff.
I stand by it. It's fine. What about when you're standing in the line? And because, you know, me and you, we're pro porch people.
Love sitting on a porch.
We love sitting on a porch. We are porch sitters. What about when you're sitting in a line? Because one of the best things that can happen when you sit on a porch is people watching.
Absolutely. And dog watching.
That absolutely is the waiting line of doom, similar to a front porch where you can sit and you can watch people. And one thing we do, folks, Sierra and I will see people. When we're sitting on our porch, sitting in a car, whatever. We'll just see random people. We don't know them, but we'll give them a name. We'll be like, we'll look at Lou Ann. She just got her a new crop top at the TJ or at the Ross Dress for Less. And I do firmly believe because the Ross Dress for Less does not have the line status that TJ Maxx has, you know, they do not have the things in the line to trip you up. I do think that's why the Ross Dress for Less doesn't do as well. I don't have any numbers on that. I don't know their
we don't have crawl. Statistics.
No, we don't do that. However, just from, you know, observation, I do think the Ross Dress for Less could up their game on a waiting line. But I'm telling you, the people watching that you can do on a busy day, Mother's Day weekend, the weekend before Valentine's Day. Obviously, Walmart is ripe for the picking. It's just, it's next level. Let's just say that.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. People watching can just really make or break a day, but mostly make is one of the most entertaining things, no matter really where you are, right? Mm-hmm. But I think what's hard with the people watching, though, is when you're in that line and you're at the front, you can't really turn around and look back. That's hard. You can.
That is true. That is true. Maybe, once you get up front, you got to be ready to disengage.
Yeah. Maybe gaze upon the soap behind you. Be like, oh, look at that. Pick it up. Kind of look at it. But really, you're just checking your periphery. But I think ultimately, one of the main things is retail therapy, right? Retail therapy or a trap, maybe therapy.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. I'm proud to say that I no longer do this practice, which is I used to when starting therapy with my therapist years ago when we first started, I would go and see her and get therapized. And then there is.
That's a great word.
Yeah. And then there is.
Listener, we make up our words.
We do. There's
therapized.
A
te-
There's a TJ Maxx right down from her office. So I would go to therapy, then I would go to TJ Maxx, and it was just like a therapy sandwich.
Absolutely.
And I don't do that anymore because of therapy, and I'm getting stronger.
Atta girl.
So I go on a different day now, but not right after, you know, because we're on a budget.
You give that breather. You give that
I give a breather. I give space. Mm-hmm. Okay. And space. But I think it really is a thing. Retail therapy like is a thing. And I'm not mom.
Oh, no, that hit no a dopamine is amazing. No.
Yeah. No judgment, mom. I'll call her. Hey, what are you doing? She'll tell me she's stressed about something. She'll be like, I did a little retail therapy. So it's not my fault.
No, you got it honest.
But she always hits a sale, like never goes to the main thing. She's like a bargain babe.
Yeah. She'll be like, oh my gosh, I went to the Belk. And she'll like have some Ralph Lauren sweater. And she'll be like, I got up there and I scanned it. It's $2. And I'm like,
she doesn't sound like that. You sound like you don't have any teeth.
Ma'am, I know you're used to your mother, but she sure does.
She talks real fast.
She does. She gets real close to you when she talks.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's great.
Hey, bud, we've been through a lot.
But also, she proceeded to tell me about the bargain turkey she got at Thanksgiving. She's like, this turkey was normally this, but I got it for $5.67 from Harris Teeter.
If she got a turkey that cheap at Harris Teeter, she also got E. coli or salmonella.
I'm fine. I feel great. It was a little dry, but don't tell her.
She might have purchased her a disease. An infection.
A large chicken. Something.
It's like, Mom, this is not a turkey. They just put the wrong tag on it. Oh, that's hilarious.
So retail therapy, whether you're at Target
therapist.
Or you're at Harris Teeter. Can you relate, Thomas?
Yes. The bad thing is, though, I want to do retail therapy when I know I've got like $5 in the bank. That's when I would like to therapize myself retail-y. So yeah, I've had to, pivot a little on that. 'Cause now I don't know why, but like probably divine intervention, the days I get paid and I'm like, ooh, I got a little money. I need to go to Target. I'm like, I'll just do a drive up.
You avoided the trap.
I did. I avoided the trap, but I think it's the universe making me feel, hey, no, you don't. So
no, you don't.
It's a
way
good,
to listen.
It's a good thing. It's
That's good great. Thing. Thank goodness.
So Sierra, last question before we move into our next full segment. Any of these things that you have bought during your retail therapy that you regret, let's say, that you really feel like shouldn't have done that?
Absolutely not. I like to live my life with no regrets.
So it was all worth that serotonin hit.
Yeah. I'd hit that over love and over.
I love it.
Can I hit that?
All right. Speaking of hitting it, we're going to hit a new word for this week. For those of you folks that remember us from our very first podcast, I don't know that we've done another one, or we haven't done one yet, but this is our Gen Alpha word of the week.
Michael, remind them what a Gen Alpha is.
Okay. Gen Alpha are those youths that were born between 2010 and 2024.
Okay.
So the youths of today, and I'm sure during our time, when we were the youths, our parents were like, what are they saying? So I want to be a resource because, we're both teachers. I want to be a resource for people our age that have children. Instead of sending them condolences, I'm going to send them help. So the word for this week is skibbity.
What? What?
So I pulled this off of the Wikipedia. Skibbity. I've heard the youths use this word. Skibbity comes from the Skibbity Toilet series on YouTube.
What?
By Alexei Gerasimov.
This sounds odd.
Sounds not real. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, It is. The videos are weird, surreal, and meme-driven, which helped the word go viral with Gen Alpha.
Oh, gosh.
What does it actually mean? There's no fixed meaning. Clear a lot up. Depending on how someone uses it, skibbity can mean something cool, dumb, strange, or funny. It's like a mood word. It changes, per Vicksburg Daily News. It's playful. It's absurd, and it's pleasingly nonsensical. That's not a quote for that's not a quote from me. That's from Wikipedia. But it gives Gen Alpha a shared piece of slang, and it's flexible. You can use it sarcastically or literally. I can't personally because I don't know what I'm saying. Part of the larger meme culture brain rot vibe, slang that doesn't have to make sense. It just has to feel right. That's the word for today. Skibbity.
I don't know what you just said. I don't understand the words that came out of your mouth.
I think I literally just blacked out. But yeah, that's what the babes are saying, folks. Skibbity.
I'll have to do more research. I lost it
at Skibbity Toilet. I don't remember anything after that.
Is that like a skibbity-dee, skibbity-bop-bop-boo?
It's on YouTube.
I'm not doing that.
It's a YouTube series, Skibbity Toilet. And I can promise you, we would not get that time back in our lives. And listeners, I'm just here to go ahead and apologize and say you won't get this time back either, but you'll know when your youngins are saying skibbity what they mean. Anyway, you're welcome.
Oof. Well, Thomas, thank you so much for that. I feel so informed and confused.
Oh, I knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
I just really don't know what I learned, but that's okay because I'll be, when someone says skibbity, like one of my students, I'll be like, thanks. Listeners, if you have a youth or you're around youths, please feel free to comment and let us know. Is this being used by the youths? Please let us know.
And tell us other words that they use that you don't know. Comment. What word does your youth in your life use that you don't know and that you would like to hear about? And we will do the research for you because what are we? We're researchers and we're here to find the truth.
Yeah. And if you're blacking out, why don't you share it? We'll share.
We'll become a community. Confused.
Yeah. Yes. Community.
Yes.
So we've now reached that segment of where we tell you where you should spend your money.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I love that. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. And so unlike that $17 candle that you grabbed at TJ Maxx in that terrible freaking line, this money's going to be well spent. No regrets.
No regrets.
Yes, I would like to share. I have a dear friend that has a candle company.
Okay.
It's called Tamana Candle Company.
I feel and more relaxed even hearing the name.
Tamana. Yeah. You can find her on Instagram at Tamana Candle Co. on Instagram. It is 100% soy wax candle, small batched and hand poured in North Carolina with non-toxic and natural ingredients only.
I'm going to make myself vulnerable for a moment, Sierra.
Please do. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Okay. Yeah. So, Tamana. T-A-M-A-N-A. Tamana.
Oh, okay. So like it sounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for having empathy with my vulnerability.
Absolutely.
This week, my spot to check out, it's actually like a multi-purpose spot. It is called Abingdon Commons in Abingdon, Virginia. It's located in the historic Abingdon Motor Hall Company on Main Street. There is shopping, there's dining, there is a lot of local flavors. There is, the Appalachian Roots Trading Post, Brazen Raven Coffee Roasters. Y'all, it's some good coffee. Delta Blues Barbecue, Tumbling Creek Cider, Semolina Pizzas. That's the name of it. Semolina Pizzeria maybe is the name of it. Sai Sushi.
Sushi!
There's so many little shops in there. They're wonderful. It's got plenty of parking. Very warm welcome. Check out the Abingdon Commons. You can find them on Instagram at Abingdon Commons or Facebook at Abingdon Comics. There, it's really, it's easy to find.
You had me at parking.
Right. Yeah, totally. No, it's a great parking lot.
Sold.
It really is. And the way the parking lot's just kind of set up and the building shaped, there's not a bad spot.
Mm.
You can get to any door easily.
Mm-mm.
I know that speaks to our soul. Well, y'all, I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have enjoyed making it for you. Are these checkout lines, are these cues, as our lovely British friends would call them, are they evil genius? Are they retail purgatory? Or do we love them?
Something to reflect on for sure. Make sure to share and comment and let us know your issues and challenges and things. But until next time, stay patient, stay a little petty, and keep your hands off our gourmet gummy bear sampler.
Remember, folks, views expressed by Sierra and Michael Thomas, while they are absolutely correct, are ours only. So take them with a grain of salt in your eyeball. Follow us on Facebook at Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas, or on Instagram at Really_thepod.
Tag us in pics of your weirdest impulse buys. And if you're standing in one of those lines right now, this episode is for you.
Yes.
Also, go ahead and get that Barnes & Noble bookstore membership.
Books A Million has them too. You know, some people may not have a Barnes & Noble close to them. Be a rebel. Be a rebel, folks.
It's
a rebellion. Bye-bye.
See ya. Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas is produced by Griff Chap Studio, LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio, LLC, all rights reserved.